Now it is guest time, and it's always fantastic to have a local guest on the line. Now I'm joined by Toni Miller, and it's to talk about her competing in the Brentwood Half Marathon, because she's been in the papers and everything, and she is on the line at the moment. So good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Michelle?
I'm very well, thank you. You're sounding very relaxed there.
Thank you.
Put you at ease. The Brentwood Half Marathon, when did that take place?
I did the fun run, which was 5K, and it was last Sunday.
Right, so you've been in the papers for this because you've done the fun run. Now, I can barely get to my car at the moment, so I feel really ashamed. We have spoken off air, and, you know, we don't like to mention a lady's age, but you're 75.
Yes.
And you've done this amazing fun run, which is 5K. So is that something that you just decided to do, or have you always been somebody who's enjoyed sort of running or sport?
I used to run a lot. I used to do half marathons and things like that. And I came to live in England in about 1998. And I was told I got osteoarthritis, and I was told I couldn't run anymore. So I stopped running.
Hmm.
And then, I think it's about 2016, I saw an advert for a free walking group.
Yep.
In Fitness in Mind at the Brentwood Centre.
Yes.
And, well, I took that up, and the second week, no one turned up.
Ooh.
And there was Keith and Mary Ager, who were running a little running group with Fitness in Mind with the Brentwood Centre. They're from the Brentwood Running Club.
Mm.
And I said, oh, no, I can't run, I've got osteoarthritis. And Keith said to me, of course you can run with osteoarthritis in your knees. Doesn't bother it.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd give it a go.
And here you are.
And here I am.
Well, that just shows you, doesn't it? Sometimes I think when people get a diagnosis, whatever it is, sometimes like, well, I mustn't do that. But it's not always the case, is it?
No.
So you've done this. Were you running for a charity as well?
I was just doing this one for a fun run.
Mm-hmm.
Because on the 1st of April... I start running, I'm going to do 48 kilometres in the month of April for Dementia UK.
Yeah.
Because Dementia UK are trying to start up a scheme where they have someone that will go into the house and show the carers how to interact and how to be with the person that's got dementia.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's very close to my heart, so... that is my charity run, and it starts on the 1st of April.
You managed to beat your personal best on your fun run, didn't you? Oh, I don't. When I say fun, you say fun run, I would say nightmare because 5K. It's 5K. I don't know why people say fun. It's a fun run. No, it's not. So you beat your personal best. How did you do?
Well, my last time, I mean, 53 minutes, but... At my age, if you can keep running 53 minutes, that's a feat in itself.
Wow.
And I did 42.
That is amazing. What would you say, because I can't, I'm not built for running, let's put it like that. If somebody wants to get into running, what do you think the benefits, I know it's got health benefits, but if you're starting from scratch, how would you encourage somebody and tell me what the benefits are, or do you like going out for a run maybe in the morning for a couple of miles, or how does it make you feel?
I think I would advise people, especially older people, to use the National Health free app called Couch to 5K.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people say, oh, I'm going to start running, and they go out and don't realise that you should only run like 60 seconds and then walk 90, run 60. And they sort of try to run a couple of miles, and then they go, oh, no, it's not for me.
Yeah.
But it's something you need to build up to because it's so exhilarating. And, I mean, I've received so much encouragement from the people around me, Keith, Mariega, Diane, Bex from Brentwood Theatre.
Yeah.
And it's so exhilarating.
Now, you needed to give a shout-out because I know that It's Laundry and Latte in Brentwood have been very supportive and telling everybody about your achievements, haven't they?
Oh, I absolutely love Laundry and Latte. I spend half my week in there. It's an amazing place on Morley Hill.
Yep.
The cafe part of it, it's just made a community hub because we had nothing down there. And now so we just people just meet up there. It's a wonderful place, and the girls in there are so kind and get lovely service, and then you've got the laundry on the back. So you take your laundry with you, they'll do it for you while you're having coffee.
That sounds like a good idea. Do you get cake as well, or is it just coffee at the moment?
I'm a vegan, and they've actually got vegan cookies that are the most delicious I've ever eaten in my life. They're too big. They must be at least 1,000 calories each.
I thought you were saying the size of my head. I was about to say I'll be straight down there. Oh, we must give a mention as well to the lovely Francesca Spiteri.
Oh, she is... I mean, she said, I'm an inspiration. My goodness me, I've taken a lot of my inspiration from her.
Yes.
You know? It's especially over the time I've had ill health, accidents, and I've always gone back to couch to 5K and started again. And she's always been there, like my boss at the CVS, Diane. Mm. She's always been there to back me up. You know, it's they're fantastic girls, really are.
And Francesca is at Butterfly Meadows, obviously, is her thing, which is that beautiful area which you can go and sort of chill out in. You can check out all the details for that online.
I know
there's been people that basically cleared a whole area.
It's wonderful.
Yes, definitely.
It's so peaceful. Mm. And actually, we ran right past it, which was kind of heartfelt for me, you know?
Yeah, I can't run. So, I mean, for me, even if I just sort of like skipped, it's like I can't even skip to the car. But I've always thought with when people run, you could put your music on and just, I know people that do run, and it's just getting that stress out of your system, and it gives you time to concentrate and kind of be in your own head as well with a bit of music on, and just you're focused, aren't you?
I call it moving meditation.
Mm.
Because when you're running, you're just right there. There in that moment, there's nothing better than running through the woods. And we're lucky in Brent, we've got so many wooded areas around us.
Yeah.
It's moving meditation.
Couch to 5K is the NHS app. So if you're interested in starting running, don't just go out this afternoon and start running. But you can, if you do Couch to 5K, they've got all the ways that you can prepare yourself, start running at any age and any level, any weight.
Absolutely. I've spoken to people who said, oh, I can't run. And now they're running.
Yeah.
So
you're an inspiration, and you're in the papers and everything.
Oh my goodness me, I'm so embarrassed.
I did say to you off air, I said, have they got your dressing room yet at work? Well, in your own area.
It'd be a room, and you can get dressed over there.
So you've got to, starting in April, you're doing some more. Have you ever thought about doing, is the London Marathon too much, or is it something you're looking possibly to do?
Oh, no, at my age, that's far too far. But I've done the Paris Marathon 3 times.
Oh,
done half marathon, run from Paris to Versailles. When I was young, I used to do it, but it was this diagnosis, and I believed the doctors that said you can't run. Now I think they're changing their mind, aren't they?
Mm.
The medical, the national health and that there.
Yeah. And it's a lot mind over matter as well.
Absolutely. But you do need people behind you that are really supportive of you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was determined to run the whole race because I had my friends waiting at the end.
Yeah.
I'd like to say hello to Keith, Mariega, Diane. And I ran with young Clara. I was absolutely determined I wasn't going to walk one step.
It is an amazing achievement, and let us know how you get on in April as well, and keep in contact, and maybe we'll get you into the studio. You can come in and meet each other in person. Maybe we'll get Francesca to come in as well and talk about Butterfly Meadows.
She's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely is.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
You're welcome. It wasn't that bad. I told you it'd be fine.
Well, I know. I don't know why I was frightened. Yeah. I've been chatting to a friend.
Don't be frightened of me. I always manage to make people feel that they're just chatting, just having a friendly chat, and that's the way it should be on radio.
Well, that's exactly how I feel. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's really lovely to talk to you, and congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. You have a great day. Thanks for chatting to us.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is Tony Miller there, who at 75 took part in the Brentwood Half Marathon, beat her personal time, but her personal best as well. And also is going to be continuing to run.